Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningine Mhangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Chairman of Ceasefire Monitoring Group and Ceasefire Supervisory Board reiterates that violation of ceasefire round rules would not be tolerated. Department of Information and Public Relations says 12th August highlighted in red on government calendar is printing error and not public holiday. Union Health Ministry issues guidelines for transporting human organs through various modes of travel. And President Draupadi Murmu to begin historic visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. Now the news in detail. Chairman of the Ceasefire Monitoring Group and Ceasefire Supervisory Board in Nagaland, Lieutenant General retired Amarjit Singh Bedi, has reiterated that violation of the ceasefire round rules would not be tolerated. Addressing media persons at his office in Kohima yesterday, Bedi said, Government of India signed ceasefire agreement with five Naga groups over a period of time with the aim to usher in peace on the ground so the political discussions to resolve the Naga issue could move ahead in an atmosphere of mutual trust, respect and peaceful conditions. He said the ceasefire has been signed incorporating elaborate ceasefire round rules to which the Naga groups who were signatories to the ceasefire agreement with the Government of India have committed to adhere to. Bedi added that certain support instruments such as designated camps, ceasefire identity cards and ceasefire officers had been provided to the groups purely for administrative purposes to undertake ceasefire related tasks as well as ensure smooth continuation of the ceasefire. He said that a ceasefire mechanism for Nagaland had been established to monitor and supervise adherence to the ceasefire round rules. Bedi informed that the mechanism consists of representatives of the Nagaland government, police security agencies and ceasefire supervisory board of various groups. Nagaland State Department of Information and Public Relations has clarified that the date 12th August 2024 has been mistakenly highlighted in red on the government calendar. An official circular issued by the department stated that this is a printing error and should not be interpreted as a public holiday. The department further apologizes for any confusion this may have caused. Union Health Ministry has issued standard operating procedure SOPs for transporting human organs through various modes of travel such as air, road, railways and waterways. The SOPs issued by the government will serve as a guiding document for those involved in organ transplants across the country. Health Secretary Apurva Chandra said these SOPs are a roadmap for organ retrieval and transplant institutions across the country, ensuring adherence to best practices and quality standards. He said, by streamlining organ transport process, government aims to maximize the utilization of precious organs and offer hope to countless patients awaiting life-saving transplants. A live organ needs to be transported between hospitals when both the organ donor and the organ recipient are in different hospitals, either within the same city or in different cities. According to the SOPs for transportation by air, airlines carrying human organs can request the air traffic control for priority takeoff and landing of the aircraft and arrange front row seats. Similarly, SOPs to facilitate transport of organs by road, trains and through ports via shipping have been issued to outline the essential guidelines and protocols on it. Organ transport SOPs have been developed in consultation with the Niti Aayog, concerned ministries and transplant professionals. President Draupadi Murmu will emplane for Nadi in Fiji later this evening as part of her three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. During her visit, the President will hold bilateral meetings and interact with the Indian diaspora. Akashvani correspondent reports that the President Draupadi Murmu will depart from Air Force Station in Palam a short while from now, commencing her three-nation visit. This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to Fiji and Timor-Leste. During her week-long visit, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings to strengthen and expand India's ties with these countries. The special engagement and connection with the Indian diaspora in these three countries will be a key aspect of this visit. This visit aims to further strengthen historic ties that India share with the three nations and reaffirm its commitment to the Act East policy. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Training Program on Skill Development for Rural Women organized by Department of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship culminated in Zubza and Shurhoto. Addressing the culmination in Zubza, Joint Director, Department of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Zubemo Tsanglao, said the government has brought the training in the village areas to ensure broader access and inclusivity. He informed that the latest training phase focused specifically on tailoring a skill set designed to empower women. Tsanglao also mentioned that the department plans to maintain close contact with the villagers, monitor the implementation of the skills learned, and the economic benefits achieved. He said the department will report these findings to the government, and based on the success and satisfaction derived from these reports, there is a possibility of further assistance and expansion of the program in the future. The event concluded with the distribution of certificates and toolkits to all the trainees. Meanwhile, the two-week training on skill development for the rural women through Mobile Skill Morung culminated at Shurhoto Town yesterday. Speaking at the culmination program, Deputy Speaker of Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Toiho Yeptomi, assured that several other skill development programs will be provided. He also gave away the certificates and sewing machines to the 25 trainees. Minister of State for Corporate Affairs and Road Transport and Highways, Harsh Malhotra, today stressed on the need to raise awareness and promoting preventive measures to reduce number of amputations. Flagging off a nationwide walkathon in the national capital to raise awareness for an amputation-free India, the union minister said, the government will fully support endeavours that aim to enhance public health and well-being. According to the World Health Organization, over 1 million limb amputations occur globally each year. In India, around 40 to 50% of all amputations are due to complications from vascular diseases, particularly diabetes. The two-day Akashvani Music Concert 2024 began in New Delhi last evening. Renowned artist Pandit Rajendra Prasanna performed, captivating the audience with his melodious flute, while Pandit Jayatirth Mevundi enchanted with his baritone. Meanwhile, maestros such as Pandit Vishwamohan Bhatt, Pandit Salil Bhatt, Pandit Sajan Mishra and Swaransh Mishra are to perform this evening. In addition to Delhi, the Akashvani Music Concert is also being held in various cities, including Hyderabad, Patna, Jammu, Shillong, Imphal, Cuttack, Bengaluru, Bhopal, Chennai and Ranchi on different days. The Assam Rifles today organized a special event at Don Bosco School at Tesipenyo under Seminyo District on the occasion of National Friendship Day. A press release from the Assam Rifles stated that the event aimed to promote sportsmanship and foster bonds of friendship among the students. A variety of sports items were distributed to the school, including volleyballs, volleyball net, footballs, carom boards, badminton sets, shuttlecock and chess boards, encouraging physical activity and team spirit among the students. The highlight of the day was a symbolic act of tying friendship bands. Assam Rifles, along with the 350 students and 15 teachers, participated in this gesture of unity and camaraderie. And now to end the news, the main points once again. Chairman of Ceasefire Monitoring Group and Ceasefire Supervisory Board reiterates that violation of ceasefire round rules would not be tolerated. Department of Information and Public Relations says 12th August, highlighted in red on government calendar, is printing error and not public holiday. Union Health Ministry issues guidelines for transporting human organs through various modes of travel. And President Draupadi Murmu to begin historic visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.